Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday. Let's welcome our political humorist and satirist, Bill Melberg. Bill, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
And good morning, ESPN Radio listeners.
Bill, this has been another busy news week with stories coming to us from around the world, but I know the biggest story up your way in Chicago, of course, was the strike by the Chicago Teachers Union.
Yes, that has been the story all week up here. As the strike loomed on the horizon last Friday, 1 week ago, some friends and I became concerned about the plight of the students in Chicago, so over the weekend we decided to open our own temporary alternative high school to make sure that at least some of the students could continue their studies despite the strike. And we opened our school bright and early on Monday morning.
Bill, what kind of classes did you offer?
Well, Stevie and Diane, and of course we're still offering them, we put together a full curriculum. And we took our ESPN radio microphones into the classrooms and recorded some of the lectures. Would you like to hear a few?
Oh, yes, that would be just terrific, Bill.
I know it would. And this is one of our math classes taught by a husband and wife team, Ma and Pa Kettle. And you'll hear them discussing arithmetic with a student named Billy. In fact, you'll hear Billy first. And then Pa and Ma give him a little help. Here they are.
Percentage. I figure 75% to you, Pa and Ma, and 25% divided between the five of us, Yida, Crowbar, myself, Tom, and the baby. That makes 5% for each one of us.
Billy, you're cheating yourself. If there's 25% divided among the five of you, that's 14% apiece.
Oh, no, listen, Pa. I wouldn't cheat you. You know I wouldn't. Now, look here. I'll show you. Let me run this out here. And now, 25 divided by 5 is 5. You see, 5 won't go into 2, will it? No. But 5 goes into 25 5 times, you see?
Oh, you're wrong, Billy. Now, I'm pretty good mathematician. Now, 5 into 25... 5 won't go into 2, will it?
No.
But 5 goes into 5 once. Now, we didn't use the 2 before, so we're going down here. Now, 5 into 20 goes 4 times. There you are. 5 into 25, 14.
No, look, Pa. Now, let me prove it to you now by multiplication. 5 times 5. 5 times 5 is 25.
I'm surprised you're learning.
Huh?
I'm surprised that you're learning. Now I'll show you. 5 times 14 is 25. 5 times 4 is 20. 5 times 1 is 5. 25. That's it.
No, no. Look, Ma. You're wrong there because... I'll prove it to you. We'll put down 5 14s here. 14, 14, 14. There. Now, I'll prove to you by addition that 5 14s is not 25. 4, 8, 12, 16, 20.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25. There you are. Had to brush up, Billy. I don't want to see you boys cheated.
5 divided by 5 equals 14. Bill, I'm not sure. I think you've got some problems with those math teachers of yours.
Well, Stevie, you could fool me. To be perfectly honest about it, I was never very good at math myself. But I was good at history. And this next class is a group discussion about American history. I think you're going to find this clip very enlightening, or at least entertaining.
Am I early?
Oh, hi, Barn. Come on in. I'll be with you in a minute.
Have a cup of coffee, Barney.
Okay, thank you, MB.
Just getting Opie straightened out a little bit on his schoolwork.
Oh, yeah? What's the problem, Op?
History.
Oh. Opie, if it makes you feel any better, I never was much at history either.
Weren't you, Andy?
No.
Oh, that's funny. History was right up my alley.
What? I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. History was one of my best subjects.
It was.
Well, yeah, don't you believe me? Well, ask me something. Go ahead, ask me anything.
Okay, what was the Emancipation Proclamation?
You kidding? Everybody knows that.
Well, good. That'll be easy for you then. Go ahead, tell us about it.
Oh, you're kidding. That's one of the most famous proclamations in history.
I know.
I bet you even Opie knows that one. Go on, tell him, Ope. Tell him about the Emancipation Proclamation.
I never heard of it.
You never? I don't know what they're teaching them these days. You tell him, Aunt Bee.
Me? I wasn't there, Lansing.
Well, I guess it's up to you, Barn. Listen to this, Ope. Might learn something. Go ahead, Barn.
Well, the Emancipation Proclamation...
Well, how do you like that? Spot right there on my uniform.
Guess I ought to be sending this out to the cleaners. Yeah. Boy. Now, you was asking about the...
Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, I'm all ears.
Yeah, you always was. Well, the Emancipation Proclamation... was a proclamation's what it was.
What was it about?
It was about emancipation. What do you think it was about? What was it about? Use your head, man. It's common knowledge. There was these folks, and how else was they going to get themselves emancipated unless there was a proclamation? So they got themselves a proclamation, and they called it the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah,
and I'm surprised at you for not knowing that, Andy. And I'll tell you something else. I'm even more surprised that you thinking I don't know about the Emancipation Proclamation.
We're still waiting for you to tell us about it.
Well, if you get so smart alecky about it, maybe I'm not even going to tell you.
Oh, Bill, I don't think your history teachers are any better than your math teachers. That fellow Barney didn't know a thing about the Emancipation Proclamation.
Well, maybe you'll feel a little bit different about this next class, since I know that you know something about golf, Stevie.
Yep.
This is one of our phys ed classes, and in this case, we have some one-on-one instruction in golf. You're going to hear the instructor, Mr. Norton, teaching his student, Ralph, how to address the ball. Let's take a listen.
The golf swing. First, step up. Plant your feet firmly on the ground and address the ball.
Wait a minute. What do they mean by address the ball?
How should I know? That's what it says here.
Well, read a little further. Maybe it explains.
That's all it says. Address the ball. Wait a minute. I think I know what it means there. Here, give me the club. Step up. Plant your feet firmly. Hello, Bill.
Bill, I hate to say this, but I really have to say that your teachers here are terrible.
Well, but they're funny. Give us one more chance, Stevie. Let's go into one of our music classrooms and listen to Professor Shemp Howard giving voice lessons to a very talented young girl, Miss Dinkelmeyer. And I should add that Miss Dinkelmeyer is accompanied at the piano by Dr. Fine. Wait till you hear this.
Now, you see, Miss Dinkelmeyer, that's the way it should be sung. Shall we try it again?
I'll try anything for you, Professor.
Oh, that's fine, fine. If you please, Doctor. Doctor! Doctor! Ooh! Hey. Too fortissimo, too allegro, too quantro.
Oh, is that bad?
It ain't good. You're supposed to be singing about the voices of spring, not the eruption of a volcano. Give with the throat, not with the bellows.
Oh, Professor. You want it more like a bird.
That's it. That's it. Give me the bird. Oh! Oh! Look. Play. We've done enough for today. You might hurt your voice, you know, bend it, crack it, or break it or something.
Oh, Professor, you're so considerate. I'm just crazy about you.
Don't forget, we've got another lesson Tuesday. Gobble with old...
No, she was horrible. I thought she was going to break my eardrums.
Yeah, well, we prefer to think of her as a diamond in the rough, Stevie. but you know, we really, despite all that, we have a lot of fun at our school.
Yeah, I know you're going to be telling us about some of the after-school fun and introducing us to one of your better-known teachers right after these important words from our sponsors. So stay tuned. It's ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3.
School days, dear old golden way.
We are back with Bill Melberg in Chicago, and Bill has been telling us about the temporary high school that he and some of his friends launched at the beginning of the week, so that some of the students in Chicago could carry on their studies despite the strike by the teachers' union. And, Bill, I understand your school isn't all about hard work. You've been teaching the students how to have fun as well. Can you give us an example?
Yes. Well, Stevie and Diane, you know, we think that after school, our students need to relax just a little bit before tackling their homework at night. So we've called in a very well-known instructor, James Tiberius Kirk, to teach the kids a few card games. And here he is teaching a very willing student how to play Fizbin. Listen carefully or you might miss some of the details.
The name of the game is called Fizbin.
Fizbin.
Fizbin. It's not too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Each player gets 6 cards, except for the dealer, the player on the dealer's right, who gets 7.
On the right.
Yes. The second card is turned up, except on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look what you've got, 2 jacks. You got a half Fizbin already.
I need another jack.
Right. Oh, look at that. You got another jack. How lucky you are. How wonderful for you. Now, if you didn't get another jack, if you had gotten a king, why, then you'd get another card, except when it's dark, when you'd have to give it back.
If it were dark on Tuesday.
Yes, but what you're after is a royal Fizbin. But the odds in getting a royal Fizbin are Spock, what are the odds in getting a royal Fizbin?
I've never computed them, Captain.
Well, they're astronomical, believe me. Now, for the last card, we'll call it a cronk. You got that?
What?
Bill, I got to confess, I found the instructions they're playing Fizbin more difficult to follow. The math class at the beginning of our show where the teachers were providing and proving that 25 divided by 5 equals 14.
Yes, yes. Well, Stevie, you know, the older we get, the harder it becomes to learn. And you know the old saying, you can't teach old dogs new tricks.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you'd understand Fizbin a lot better if you just start playing the game. And you know, the other old saying, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, and I think the instructors at your new school had better practice teaching a little more. These are some of the worst classes I've ever heard. So.
Well, you know, maybe our students don't know much about history or geography or math, but they're all enrolled in self-esteem classes so that they feel good about themselves despite their total ignorance, which, of course, is the politically correct way to teach kids these days.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bill. I think you're right. Well, as always, it's a pleasure having you on. And today, as we hope the Chicago schools get back in session, they're hoping early, maybe next week.
By the way, that golf instruction?
Yep.
That was, of course, Ed Norton and Ralph Kramden,
yep.
Jackie Gleason and Art Carney. And this year is the 60th anniversary of the Honeymooners.
Mm. Oh, is that right?
Yes, that is right.
Yeah, six.
You get an A.
6-0, 60. That's a long time.
Wow.
That's amazing. Hey, listen.
25 divided by 5 is 14.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we'll be in touch. Talk to you next week and hope the teachers do get back to school on Monday or Tuesday. They're hopeful, I know.
Askiwawa.
Bill Melberg in Chicago. Hey, thank you for listening. ESPN The Herd coming up next. Scott Van Pelt, noon to 3. Do not forget the boys live. Tay and Jay College Game Day. Green and Wright this afternoon, 3 to 6. Tim Banks, defensive coordinator, University of Illinois football team, kicks off the program. Diane Ducey, thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
And thank you for listening to ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3. Have a great weekend.